Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Jake.
Ow! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's not a whoop whoop day. It's just a Tuesday. Save your whoop whoops for like the, you know, maybe Thursday, but Friday.
That was a low key whoop whoop.
It was pretty low key. You're right. Everything all right over there?
Did you see that?
I did. What I saw was the aftermath and the guilty look on your face as you. Well, what did you break?
I would know. I didn't break anything. In fact, I was doing the old tablecloth off the table with the stuff on top of it.
Did it work?
Well, you heard the bell ding, so it didn't work. Yeah, it was supposed
barely dinged.
Completely inaudible. Mm. Other than that, though, yeah, I did it.
Congrats.
Thanks.
So I didn't realize you had a tablecloth going
on.
Well,
it's not. It's this pad of paper. Oh, someone has been sleeping in my bed. Once again, I found 17 bottles of water scattered around here. All my stuff was pushed completely off the...
I'm so sorry, Papa Bear.
And my pad, they seem to come in here and just take it and write, and I'm running out of paper already.
Well, you need to put that in your locker.
I don't want to.
But you need to. Well, this is not our studio. We have to be good sharers. We have to share our toys and play well with others. I just wish that when people would come in, just as a general blanket statement to the stations, all the stations at large, I get it. We all have to share all the stuff. Please pick up after yourself. Is that really too much to ask? There's trash cans right there, recycling bins. Put your scripts in there. Bring your own pen. I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
It is. I know. I get it.
It's really hard.
I get it.
I hate it.
Well. You know, there's worse things, man.
There are.
Definitely.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, all. It's a scramble at my house right now because, as you know, the rain is, I don't feel like it's on us, but we've had some big storms, some good sized storms. And so like the scramble is on to get everything done and
what's everything?
Just, we have a bunch. First of all, I don't know if I've told you this, and you probably saw it when you were over the other day. For the last over 2 years, there's this house getting built next door to my house. They tore down the little house that was there, and they're putting up this gigantic house.
Getting a full dose of your own constant remodeling, and that you must...
I don't even mind that. That part's not the thing.
It's all good.
Well, it sucks, because, you know, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. every single weekday. It's a job site, but right. It's fine. That part's fine. One of the things is apparently PG&E and, you know, whatever, their gas lines somehow go into our yard and then branch off to the two houses. We're right next door to each other. So instead of two lines that come in, I've got my own line and they've got their own line. There's actually some kind of easement that goes over my land it tees off. It's like on my property, but it tees off over there. So they don't want to use that line anymore. And PG&E is like, no, you can't do that. They have to have their own line. And or maybe we have to have our own. I don't know exactly what it is. All I know is my front yard that I just totally, we just redid our entire front yard a couple years ago. Like new fence, new plantings, everything's looking gorgeous. There's these huge trees out front. They have to trench through my front yard.
Oh.
Like they have to tear that up. And so we're sort of in this, not, I don't want to say it's a fight at all, because PG&E's actually trying to be accommodating. They have ways of going under. They have little machines, I guess. I don't really know. Little digging. It's probably like Elon Musk thing, the drill. What's it called? The drill company? The boring company.
The boring company.
They must have a little boring thing that gets out of it. Apparently, it was supposed to happen yesterday. So we did all this prep. We moved all these things. Everybody's car got out of the way. PG&E even came and put little, like, do not park here on these dates signs and stuff. And we cleared everything out of the way. And then they just don't show up. They just didn't show up. So John's like, so we're here and we're waiting for you. And they're like, looks like we might come tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that's great. So now... Today's taken up with that as well. And then we have some work scheduled for later in the week, which now I think we have to cancel because it's just like a whole thing. And then we're also trying to figure out our gutters And this one gutter's kind of like not flowing great, and it's things that need to be done. And I don't know if it's called an auger or some kind of like, it's like a long...
An auger?
I don't know. It's like a long metal thing that comes on a reel and you have to push it down and go the whole way.
Yeah, it's an auger.
Is that what it's called,
an
auger?
Yeah.
And so it's a whole...
You know auger?
It's a whole thing. You know, around outdoor working and...
Yeah. Things that are plugged.
Grew up by a quarry.
Oh.
So we used to play on the equipment.
They have augers for quarries?
Augers for... well, we had...
Is an auger A-U?
A-U-G-U-R?
Yeah.
A-U-G-E-R?
A-U-G-E-R, I think.
Not
Oh. It's a giant drill looking thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's not a giant drill. It's just a reel. It's like a metal.
It's a reel that goes down in the ground and comes back up and leaves a hole.
Yeah, but it's tiny. It's not drilling anything. It's cleaning out stuff. I don't think, that's why I think that that's not the name of it. But that's the word that popped into my head.
Hmm.
It's like a, it's almost like... You ever lose a ring down a drain and you've got to, there's
like
a long, huh?
Like a snake.
Like a snake. That's the word I'm looking for. Snake. We have to snake out this one drain. It's just like something clearly moved in there.
You went looking for a word and you found auger and not snake.
Auger. The wrong word popped in. Listen, be glad it wasn't cupcake. I mean, honestly, like I just.
Yeah, this went from being a giant drill to, you know, a little metal thing.
He's got this big reel for it, and it's a whole thing. I don't know. We almost every year we have to pull the thing out and do something. But it's, I always cross my fingers as John gets up on the roof with the hose, and I go over and I look over toward the creek where all of our rainwater drains out to. I'm looking. He does the thing. Is this one working? We're yelling back and forth. Is this one working? Is it clear? Is it running? And then, you know, the gunk from the summer comes out, and then, you know, the leaves or whatever, and then the water's running out. And it's just, and I'm always like, please just let it, please let there not need to be an auger or whatever the stupid thing is. Like, just let it go smoothly. You know, John's always up there with like little screens over every gutter. It's just a whole thing. Like, I don't remember this being a thing when I was growing up. I guess my dad just didn't bother us with it. Or maybe we just didn't have gutters. I have no idea.
I don't nearly bother with as much stuff as you guys do, but you're very into your house. You love it.
Well, we
and that's great.
A lot of trees up over the top of our house. Like a maple that the branches just go out over the top. It's tall. We're only a one-story house, so it's up, it's tall, and then all the leaves fall in the house. And we have these pepper trees in the front yard, and they're female, so there are actual little peppercorns all over them. And those things, they're insidious. Or so says John.
Are they edible?
I don't know. But they, if you step on them, you smell pepper.
Oh.
Yeah, they're California pepper trees. They're very super, super common. And they really, and actually we have two of them in our front yard. And one of them is in danger because I think we're going to have to trench. And it's really sad because it's wicked old. Those trees are at least 60 years old.
Well, you don't have to do the work. They're doing it.
Oh, no. Right. Okay. But I almost would rather do the work because then I could stand there and be like, be neater about that. Please don't hurt that one plant. Please stand on this side. Don't crush my well-established hydrangea hedge.
Oh,
my God.
Succulents.
I'm so mad about it. I know. And all the succulents. That, like, these guys are not going to give a rat's ass. It's really disheartening because landscaping is time and money. Like, there's money in that front yard. And these people are just going to come in and tear my yard up. And it's like, it's got all these stones that I've laid. I put little marbles in there to make it all pretty and shiny. And cares. Whatever. Come destroy my yard. John goes, don't worry. I'll put it all back together for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Thanks. It won't be the way I want it, but thank you.
Anyway, why won't it be the way you want it?
It'll never be the same, Vinny. That's all. I'm just determined that everything's ruined. But there's just, you know, it's that time of year. Anybody who has a good sized yard with a garden, you know, you got to cut back all the summer growth. Everything's all your perennials need to get cut down in a certain way to winterize them and all the things you got to do. And my peonies need attention.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's a whole thing.
You're very busy with all that.
I am. But I know.
Yeah,
poor me.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Poo boo.
Oh,
flipping who.
Oh, homeowner.
I know. The joys of homeownership.
Makes me glad I rent.
Apartment living is sometimes the move, I think, if you're a person who wants no part of what you're hearing about right now.
Yeah. One potted plant in front of my door.
Yeah, that gives you a or discount on your rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, if you put plants into these pots, we'll give you money. I'd be like, okay, I'll just go get some at the supermarket. I'm sure I can put basil
in
there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You got discounted rent because you planted some.
They give you a one-time, you know, knock on your rent. I think it was like $70.
Oh.
Oh, it's not every month.
No, no.
What if you put the plant in, get the $70 off, and then let the thing die, and then 3 months later you're like, well, I could replace that, but
I think there was a window for when they were doing that.
I see.
Who are you, me?
I don't know.
Everybody's got plants now in front of their doors. It looks very nice.
Oh, well, that is the way, right? Give everybody a discount. People are like, yeah, I'll put something in there. Is there sunshine? I picture it as a hallway.
No, I've got an open courtyard in front of my door.
Oh, how nice. Oh, that's really nice.
With trees and stuff. It's beautiful, beautiful property.
Yeah,
unless your next door neighbor smokes, and then you'll have that blown right in your house.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
You know, they're so big, and you know they're real big lofts, so I would be really tough for the smoke to get over, I think.
Mm. Do you have a little balcony out the front?
No, no, but I have big, giant storehouse windows that open out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you really lucked out. You like really got just such a great place. Maddie was saying, he's like, oh, I'm moving back up to the Bay Area. As we were sort of checking in with each other a couple months ago, he said, yeah, I'm moving back up. I'm like, oh, that's interesting timing, because we might need you. But he's looking around for a place to live, and he's like, you know, I found this thing in Alameda. It's so amazing. Sending me the pictures. I'm like, oh, my God, of course. You have actually pretty good housing karma.
I kind of do. Yeah. I've had some really
even
good
places. Even your place in L.A. was awesome.
Yeah. I've had nice. This is nice because it's the first place we've had, or, you know, that I've had that's not old, because I like old places. Yeah, I like
it because you're the first person who's ever lived in this one.
I'm the first person that's ever lived there.
It's like a converted warehouse kind of thing.
Yeah.
Am I giving way too much info about everybody's?
I think it's pretty easy to figure out. I mean, whatever. Come stalk me.
Don't say that.
Just drop into his DMs. That's all you have to do.
It's all fun and games till someone does. Yeah. Rings the doorbell and goes, "Hey, you said come by."
You know, it's
here
funny.
Here I am.
My last couple stalkers were actually from the school. They were students.
Oh.
They're men.
Oh.
And one had showed up at my old place of employment and just was like, oh, he's expecting me. I'm here to see him. And security guard's like, do you know this kid?
What was he in love with you?
I think he just wanted, I think in both cases, I'm very friendly with my students, but I think they thought I was like their buddy. Or something.
Oh, and you had
and
to
kind
like
of create it in their head and
let them know they weren't your buddy.
Yeah, and one of them had a problem with student stalking too, so he ended up getting let go from the university.
Mm. Yeah,
they had to give him the boot.
Oh, he was stalking students.
He was stalking me. He was stalking like a couple other students, and yeah.
Oh, a student who was stalking other students, and stalking a professor. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Send me things. Just it was.
Yeah, I got to stop talking creepy about where Maddie lives. Maddie lives in San Leandro. Everybody,
I get a peephole. I didn't put a peephole in. There was no peephole, and I'm like, listen,
the peephole is very helpful.
I got a job where like people could show up at my door. I need a peephole.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a bear trap. I'm gonna need a peephole, a bear trap, and a laser shooter, a laser gun.
I've got real guns. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, that's a good thing to put out there in the world. It is actually. People go, I always say to John, because we're back talking about RVs again, and I'm like, okay, well, we can get an RV, but we have to put NRA stickers all over it. He's like, but we don't have any guns. I'm like, right. That's why. Because you want people to be like, oh, these people are armed to the teeth.
That's smart. And when
we, yeah, right? You got to be like, we're badasses. You want a beer?
We're back on the RV again, huh?
Well, we talk about it. We go back and forth.
Where would you put it?
That's the problem.
It is a problem, too. Yeah.
We could pull it into our driveway, but then we would no longer have a driveway. I don't know.
You know my brother, Jan?
Yes. Oh, yes. Tell me everything about Jan.
Yeah. He bought this house, I don't know how long ago. It's down in the desert. It's
years ago. He's
many,
that
many
far,
years
yeah.
ago. Yeah, he's had it for
he's
a long
a
time.
He's a total dedicated bachelor. This is Vinny's, we should explain this.
Yeah.
His name is Keith, but we call him Jan because he's a middle brother. But he calls himself Jan, and he's very attractive.
Well, he doesn't call himself Jan. He didn't understand the joke and was like, I think I'd posted something about Jan, and he went, "Why are you calling me Jan?" And I was like, "I'm not calling you Jan. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Well, I have a friend I work with. It says, you know, J-A-N, but it's pronounced Jan." I'm like, "No, you're Jan. You're the middle sister from the Bradys."
Gotcha.
And he was
Marsha.
Mother. But, you know, that's right. That's brother
stuff. But he's a pretty dedicated bachelor. And so he's the guy with the black leather couch, the pinball machines, and he's a motor guy.
He has... probably, and I haven't been down to see him in a while, so I can't say for sure, but I would guess he has 7 motorcycles.
Wow.
And probably equal that amount of cars.
Some of which are on blocks and he's working on. And
all things are in project, different levels of project, except the motorcycles, which are, by the way, he has 2, not 1, 2 of the fastest production motorcycles available to buy for purchase.
What brand are those?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. A Hayabusa? I don't know what it's called, but
A listener will text us. So I have a question. Yeah. Does he have one of those lifts where you can get underneath the car? And like, does he have a double height garage where you can lift a car?
He doesn't have that, no. No, but he's got a big garage, and part of the cars he works on are minis.
Yeah.
Little Mini Coopers.
Oh, nice.
And so he's able to pull them in and jam them into more space than... So he's really like fitted a lot.
Puzzle piece them into the corner.
Into this space he's got. That none of that is the point. I guess that's background. The point is when he bought the house, it had a big RV parking spot next to the house.
Yes.
Huh. Like just a big cement.
Paved, just a thing right, it's level.
And he had it and he never used it because he didn't have an RV. But then a friend of his went, "I'll pay you whatever to let me park RV there." And of course, my brother, who is truly the nicest guy, like he really is. He's a guy who'll show up at your house to help do the trench tomorrow.
Oh, that'd
like,
be great.
He'll drop everything and be like, "I'm in. I'm going to take a sick day and I'll come do it with you."
Oh.
He's that guy. He really is. Like I'm not answering that call. He's like,
she definitely wants me to do chores.
"I'm in. I'm coming. I'll take a day off. I can help you." He's that kind of guy. He's wonderful. So he actually says to his friend, "Yeah, you can park your RV." The reason for the story is it blocks the sun, this thing.
Oh, my God.
It's like there's no view out the whole side of the house because this thing. So, and then the guy, of course, because they're friends, stops paying him because, what are you going to do? It's your bro. And so there's my bro being the nicest guy going, "That's right. I've lost all sight line out of this side of the house." And my bro who, you know, was supposed to be.
Sell the RV. Just list it.
Well, the situation has since been handled.
Oh, that's good.
But what I'm saying is that side of the side of the house parking is like, you really need to consider that.
Yeah.
It's a bad move.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends. If it's on the north side of the house, you'll be fine. You can't see out the windows, but be fine.
By the way, is it a Suzuki Hayabusa?
I think so. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I just found. So
he's got 2 of those in case he needs to race himself.
No, I don't understand it.
It's good to be single, man. You get all the cars and motorcycles.
You know, yeah. I just saw, but speaking of single, we're out of time. We should start.
But you were speaking of singles.
So, this kid that I know posted on Facebook this morning as I was just sort of doing all the little quick checks of what's happened in the world. And sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually find a post that'll be all, "Oh my God, so I check everything." And his post was a picture of a little piece of steak on a grill.
Yeah.
And he says, "The benefit of being single is I can have carne asada burritos at 10:30 p.m. Huh. And I looked at that and I thought, that is not you could do that anytime you want, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like you are really.
And someone might even make it for you.
You're tripping.
Yeah.
You know, like there's benefits to being single. That's not one of them, right. Ding dong.
No.
It is a bit of a stretch, that one. But something to ponder, like what are the benefits of being? I mean, I suppose, you know, no one's going to interrupt you in plowing through a pint of ice cream on the couch.
I've done that.
That would be a good.
Recently.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you just sat down and you went, "No one's here and I can do what
flavor?
I want."
What flavor?
It was Ben and Jerry's brownie mixy.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Half-baked brownie.
Half-baked, yeah. It was a whole pint of half-baked.
Sweet. It's healthy. It's good for you. There's a lot of fiber in that. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, House Morning Show. Here's a quick song. We'll be right back.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.